Bootsy Collins is a legendary musician, one of the greatest bassists of all time. He was best known for his work with George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. He was in Austin for South by Southwest 2024 this year, premiering a new single titled The Influencers, as well as helping to promote an up-and-coming musician by the name of Phantasma. I had the pleasure to sit down with Bootsy and Phantasma for 15 minutes to talk music and life. Here's that conversation now. Phantasma, thank you so much for the time. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Really looking forward to this conversation. And Bootsy, thank you so much for the time, sir. How are you on this wonderful day?
I am doing wonderful. Blazazzled.
Blazazzled. Love to hear that. Well, Bootsy, you're here in town in part because you are helping to promote this wonderful young lady here, talented young lady as well, a fellow musician. Why don't we start with how y'all initially connected to eventually get to the point that we're at right now?
Well, we started, as I recall yesterday, when COVID hit, you know, when it was about to hit, and when, you know, we all started to have to work inside instead of being on tour and stuff like that. And so I was, you know, getting really familiar with the internet and, you know, sending music out, receiving music and checking people out. And, you know, I happened to run across Phantasma, you know, and she had posted a few things and I was like, yeah, like that. And then we started communicating. And the next thing you know, we start hooking up, trading ideas, and here we are now.
Phantasma, how big of a thrill was it to hear from Bootsy for the very first time, considering how big of an influence he was on the music that you were making at the time, with no real inclination that you might get to meet this living legend at some point?
Yep, exactly. It was very, very, very thrilling. I'm breathing and living Bootsy's music, and when I got the chance to work with him because he saw the music that I did, I was feeling very, very grateful, and still am.
When did you first connect with Bootsy's music, or maybe the better way to put that is, when did Bootsy's music first connect with you?
You mean age-wise? Yep. Because spiritually, probably my whole life. No, seriously, because, I mean, Bootsy's music is in so many different songs and genres, like his influences. So I probably got in contact with his music even way before I knew that it was Bootsy. So
that's a great way to put it.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Bootsy, I heard you say on stage yesterday that if there's one thing bigger than the music, it's the one. What do you mean by that, and where was that idea initially conceived?
It was conceived by me interpreting what James Brown meant when he said, put it on one, you know. And his term, his meaning was all about the music, the measures and, you know, the beat, where it falls at, and one, one. So that's his interpretation of putting it on the one, and they still do it on the computer. When you hear the computer, it kicks out. That's the one, you know, and he was explaining that to us before the computers and things started, you know, up for the consumers, you know, and so that's where I kind of start getting the idea of, this is what I got to get, you know, in whatever I'm doing, I got to keep that in mind, you know, it's all about the one. And so I got with George Clinton, and he thought it was just such a great idea that he wanted the whole thing to be about the one, you know. And next thing you know, what was the song? On the one. Everything is on the one. Yeah, that's where that all, you know, kind of start blossoming up, and, you know, it became a thing. You know,
so it's become a combination of the two then. It's like this controlled form of chaos, or perhaps uncontrolled form of chaos at times.
Yeah, it's that. But for me, is bigger than that, and that's what we had started off with yesterday. And what I meant by bigger than the one that James Brown was talking about, and that what George took it and made a concept out of, bigger than that for me meant everybody and everything combined equals one. You know, we all are connected in one way or another, genres of music, as people, as spiritual beings, as healers. I mean, all of that is combined into one. And so when I say my last album was The Power of the One, that meant the power of all of us as one, you know. So it ain't just about bang, chick, 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 dang, you know. It's the whole concept of all of us together. And that to me is funk, because it's very unimaginable, but it's imaginable to me, you know. And the more I see it, maybe the more you'll see it. The more you'll see it, maybe the more she'll see it. And it, you know, the funk is just spreading, and, you know, that's what we are. A lot of people don't want to accept that we came from an asshole and a pee hole. But if that ain't funk, what is?
Funk is making something out of nothing, as you said yesterday.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But think about that. You know, I mean, that's where we came from as physical beings. And, you know, you either embrace that and know that you're funky, or you don't. And the ones that's left out, that's where they want to be. And that's all right.
Considering how weird things have gotten in 2024, you guys thankfully got to meet through the pandemic and the fact that everybody was shut in. But with the weird social isolation and some of the after effects of that, AI now creating more fractures and people just having a hard time with those face-to-face interactions, just how much more important is the idea of the one now, Phantasma, than it was even 5-6 years ago?
We have to remember who we are, and we have to connect to our hearts. And I believe that if you do so, you get to feel the one, the oneness, the connection. I really do. So I believe you should not just get too much distracted by everything that is going on, all the crazy stuff, which can be tough sometimes. But again, remember who you are, connect to your heart, and when you do that, you'll connect to people. And connecting is the one.
Yeah.
Connection, yeah.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah.
Bootsy, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for your alien encounter story, because I've heard you briefly reference it, but man, I got to hear about this, because like you, I am a big believer that we are not alone out there. So what exactly happened with you and George in a car on your way from Detroit to Toronto, I believe?
Well, you know, we kind of lost that space of time. But what I can remember is liquid mercury. And I didn't know that that's what it was, you know, at the time this was happening. Mm-hmm. But it hit the car. No cars was around us. I'm driving. Chuck Berry is on the radio singing Johnny Be Good. And this is all that I remember that night. I don't recall it had to be at night, because they had the street lights lit up, and nobody was out there but us, me and George. And I'm driving, and we listening to Johnny Be Good, and this thing hit the car, and it started, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen liquid mercury.
Yeah. Like Terminator 2.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to remember that. But that's what started falling off the car, and the lights went out. And the next thing we woke up, when I woke up, we were back at George's house and knocked on the door, and his girls came to open the door, and she said, "Y'all look like y'all seen a ghost." And we looked at each other. Yeah, we did. We did. So my recollection of it was like, it must have been some time missed, because I know something happened that I can't explain, you know. But I was glad that it did happen, because those records started coming right after that happened, you know. The Mothership Connection, all of those songs started happening.
Oh, is that right? After that?
Right after that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, because we were going back and forth from Detroit to Toronto, because George lived in Toronto at the time. And we were getting, we were practicing, getting ready for the tour and all that. And that's how and when it hit, you know. And so George didn't want to tell me, because he didn't want me to think he was crazy, and I already knew he was, you know. And I didn't want him to think I was crazy, you know. So we didn't say nothing about it to each other, you know, until after we started, you know, doing the music. And it was, you remember that night, you know, we was traveling down the street, and then George started talking about, it must have been some, what do you call that time that you...
Space-time continuum?
No, the time that you miss. Oh. It's a word for that.
What is it?
Is time lapse?
Gap.
No, that's close enough, though. It was some time missing time. What's that called?
I don't know. Anybody?
I'm on interview here, but what is missing time? They got a word for that. I got it. Lapse.
It's, okay. It's the concept from Memento, blackout.
That's close enough. Yeah.
It's the idea from Memento where you
it's missing time. It's like you know that it took time to get to a certain place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what happened in that time. You know, so all I know is that when we got to George's house, it was like we just instantly appeared.
Amnesia.
That's good. That's good. But I was a young man.
So last question now, if you don't mind. I do need to ask about the new single. This is not going to come out until this new single has been revealed at Lady Bird Lake on Friday. I'm excited to hear it. We're going to start with you here. What can you tell us about The Influencers?
Well, it's a very freaking hot single. It's funky. I love it. I got a chance to work with incredible artists. I'm really, really excited and grateful for that.
You said artists. Who else other than Bootsy?
I don't know. Am I supposed to? Yeah. Can we talk about that? Okay. Yeah, it's Dave Stewart. It's Wiz Khalifa. It's Snoop Dogg. Yeah. And which are all artists that I've been looking up to my whole life. And I get to be on a song with them now. And I'm really, really excited about that. And I hope everyone likes it.
She showed out. It was like she's supposed to have been in that mix anyway, you know, regardless, you know. And so when we start kind of putting the song together, I don't usually know where I'm going with it, but my whole motto is, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. You know, nothing is going to stop this. You know, I'm going anyway, you know. So, you know, Dave and I started kicking back and forth, you know, and I start telling him that, you know, maybe we're thinking too much, you know, because sometimes you can get to a point to where, you know, you try to outthink yourself and get ahead of the creative process, you know. And Dave said to me, well, let's just get stoned. And I was like, get stoned. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a great hook. That's a great hook. Go ahead, Tabitha.
Speaking of Stone, yeah, West Coast Stone is on there too.
That's right.
I just found that out, which is really, really cool too. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, West Coast Stone, he does keyboards and stuff, and he's really great. He's going to be out here Friday too. So, but to get Stone, and I was kind of like, well, you know, everybody's, you know, kind of got a hands up about Get Stone, you know, but they say, yeah, think about it though. You know, that feeling, you know, and I was like, yeah, it do kind of make you feel like that. You know, and because we were going back and forth on, should we call it Get Stone? You know, it's like, no, I don't think so. You know, we got little Tazzy here. You know, we're trying to get her to be, you know, be a role model, you know, and she's out here talking about, yeah, let's get Stone.
Because it makes sense for some other people that are part of that bill, though. You know?
Well, that's exactly why they're on there.
no doubt about that. Bootsy, you are a master with nicknames. I would be remiss if I did not ask you, just like with the alien story, in the short time that we visited, do you have a nickname for me?
Oh, man. Wow.
I put you on the spot.
That's really on the spot because usually, you know, when I come up with names, they just come to me, and you know, when I'm looking at you or when I'm thinking about you, you know, it's like, or when I see you, it's like, that's, you know, but when I'm asked, give me a name, I'm gonna give you one. Okay. You ready? Now, see, this didn't come from, you know,
it didn't come from the universe.
Yeah. So it's like Gizmo.
I asked for it and I got it. Y'all, thank you so much for the time. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
His name is Gizmo.
He is Bootsy. She is Phantasma, and I am Gizmo. Thank you so much for watching today. You asked the question, you can't be upset by the answer. Thanks to Gentleman Jesus for the intro and outro music. Hear more of his work at gentlemanjesus.com. And thanks to you for hanging out. For more of the show and to connect on social media, visit booksonpod.com. I'm Gizmo. Talk to you next time, Books on Pod.